Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Boy, that fellow has a great set of pipes, doesn't he? I would kill for a voice box like that one. Clearly, I am not Jack Ebling. My name is David Sparty Brown from Michigan State University, and I have the good fortune of filling in for Mr. Ebling this evening. Jack will be back in a couple of days. He's itching to get back at the microphone. You can't keep a good sports guy or talk show host away from a microphone forever. But in the meantime, we've got a bit of a Michigan State University theme tonight, and I'm very pleased to welcome to the studio tonight gentlemen I've known for years at Michigan State, back from my days of covering football, basketball, and all of Spartan athletics. And you may not see the guy in front of the camera so much, but he's certainly an important person behind the cameras and behind the video scoreboards, the Spartan Vision screens at Spartan Stadium, Breslin, and Munn Arena. Pleasure to welcome Rick Church, the Director of Broadcast Technology for Spartan Athletics. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, sir. In fact, last time I saw you, you were deep involved with a whole bunch of fiber optics, equipment racks, cables. You're really not that far away from your roots of shooting game highlights, are you?
That's correct. We are constantly upgrading our infrastructure here, moving from regular copper cable to fiber optic cable to high-speed internet back to Chicago for our Big Ten network projects.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that a little bit. The Big Ten network did not exist a mere 4 or 5 years ago, and yet it seems to have grown into one of the driving forces of satellite and cable television.
That is correct. The network started, and at first nobody knew who they were because they were having some carriage issues, as any Michigan State football fans out there will know, but they eventually got that worked out with all the cable providers. Now everybody can see the Big Ten network. One of the most recent things the network has done is said if we're a university network, we should be using university students. Last year they created FlyPacks, which I like to refer to as television in a box. We take many of these boxes out, probably a dozen, set them up, and broadcast our athletic events in high-definition television on the web, and then usually the next day they'll go on the regular air.
Well, it's really a remarkable process because not only do you have to originate programming and live sports broadcasts, but you have to be able to get it back to the right distribution networks, and it's really something that's not only a rather intricate and fairly complex process at Michigan State University, but you got to multiply that by 10 other universities in the network stream.
That's also true. We have meetings every year where the Big Ten video directors get together and we talk about what the network is going to be providing us for equipment for the next year, and away we go. The most amazing thing to me is, as I said, we set up these 15 large cases of cameras and switchers and routers and transmission equipment. It all goes out through one Ethernet cable, somehow magically from the Michigan State campus through a dedicated fiber optic Ethernet network to Chicago, appears there as clean, high-definition video, and then literally goes out to the world from Chicago.
And the network itself has become, as I said, a vital force in the entertainment industry. Roughly how many hours of programming does the network produce and originate on a weekly, monthly, and daily basis?
Network is a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour network, and trying to originate as many live sports from every campus as possible. Many years ago, you'd be lucky if Michigan State would get 2 or 3 football games a season on television. Now every game is televised, and of the 7 home games we have every season, 3 to 4 of those will be on the Big Ten network. But the network will also make sure that every men's basketball game is on the air, most women's basketball games are on, as well as swim meets, wrestling matches, soccer, baseball, softball, you name it. The network is giving exposure to all of our student athletes, not just our football and basketball players.
And in addition to athletic contests and sports programming, there's quite a bit of original programming as well that deals with academic and non-sports stuff.
That is correct. Each campus has hired a staff of producers, directors, videographers, whatever they felt they've needed, to produce hourly programming that does go to the network that caters to the academic side of the world. Obviously, our student athletes are here to get an education, and the network wanted to make sure that that message was getting out to all the sports fans around the country.
How tough is it to keep that network going from Michigan State University?
It's actually fairly easy due to being able to use our student manpower, and with 45,000 students here on campus, I've been able to pick a top-notch crew of 20 to 25 students majoring in television broadcasting and trying to specialize in sports broadcasting. And using those students, we put together our weekly shows.
Well, you know, I suppose there's a parallel to term limits in politics in that, you know, once you get a good student going after 4 years, you lose that kid to graduation and the real world. So you're constantly streaming and bringing in new talent.
That is correct. Every year we do lose 4 to 6 students. Last year we lost them to full-time jobs at ESPN, NBA TV in Atlanta, and the Big Ten Network has even hired some of our students to work as producers and directors on the regular network. My biggest job is to convince my juniors and seniors to find those dedicated freshmen and sophomores on campus who want to work for us. We cooperatively interview them, bring them on board, train them, and away they go.
Well, you got to feel proud about some of these students that have gone on to bigger and better things. You ever hope they come back and say, hey, Rick Church, how about a job at ESPN?
I get calls all the time from the networks on, do you have any qualified students? We have internships available. We have full-time jobs available. So, you know, that's our main job here is to educate our students and get them out into the real world in their chosen field.
All right. Rick Church, thanks ever so much for spending a couple minutes with us. Rick Church is Director of Broadcast Technology for Spartan Athletics at Michigan State University. A lot of great kids have gone through that program, and I've had a chance to work with a few of them myself. My name is David Brown. This is WILS AM 1320, and we'll be back in just a few moments.